You're listening to SBS News.
Nurses in Victoria have rallied outside the offices of federal MPs to make their voices heard. At the protest, Assistant Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation, Lorianne Sharp, accused the federal government of not doing enough to address wages and substandard working conditions, despite the release of the Commission's final report 1 year ago.
This leaves our members completely stretched, burnt out and unable to deliver the care that our elderly, vulnerable residents need because there simply just isn't enough staff to go around.
In its final report, the Royal Commission was scathing of the sector and its inability to meet the needs of elderly residents, with significant evidence of neglect and inadequate patient-to-roster ratios highlighted as major issues at the time. The Nursing and Midwifery Federation says a survey of 16,000 of its members in Victoria proves not much has changed, with concerning accounts from staff, including ones like these.
Dementia patients are COVID positive. It's like a war zone. I wouldn't know where to start. Only 3 staff for 90 residents, having to deal with the stress of residents being incontinent because there was no staff to assist. Personal care workers unable to get residents out of bed due to time and workload pressure. Families are in tears due to residents sitting in feces and urine.
Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says the lack of progress in terms of working conditions and the need for higher wages for staff simply isn't good enough.
Aged care workers are working their guts out of their passion and their care for their fellow Australians, for vulnerable Australians in the later years of their lives. We need to do better. And on this anniversary of the Aged Care Royal Commission, we expect to see some announcements, some increase in funding, something from the government going forward, because that is what is required.
Engagement with residents is also an area still in need of improvement, according to advocates, who say many residents feel like they're not being heard. Professor John McCallum from National Seniors Australia says residents often express their own ideas about how to improve their wellbeing and the overall quality of life in aged care facilities. Many express a wish for the facilities to be more homely.
Get a kitchen where the food is properly cooked and the smells come through. Give people some choice about what they eat and what they choose. So all those things are coming through, and we're looking on the positive side of this to try and get this moving and get this right.
He says more targeted communication with those from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds is also key.
It's only hard if you don't try. And the best way to try is to be engaged with those communities, talk to the community leaders, and they will sort it out for you if you work well with them.
The co-author of the Royal Commission's final report, Linnell Briggs, is also critical that more wasn't done to protect aged care facilities during the Omicron outbreak earlier this year. The former commissioner was also disappointed the federal government has not yet implemented changes to broaden the powers of the industry's key regulator.
We were very much looking for a regulator who would be the cop on the beat, if you like, going into residential aged care facilities and working with home care providers to ensure that the quality of care met new standards, new higher standards for aged care that we recommended.
The federal government says it's investing $18.3 billion on reforms across the sector and will continue to work with residents, aged care providers, to provide care for senior Australians. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.